Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on MedCast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of MedCast. This is still your host, Ara.
And Karen.
Tonight, we will be talking about something very interesting. Very interesting, very scandalous, and very juicy, to say the least. But so that we can make things more interesting, we invited Karen's special someone. Breaking news, my special someone na si Karen. So Karen, would you do us the honor of introducing our special guest for tonight?
Yes. Okay. Hello to our MedCast listeners. Breaking news, may jowa na po ako.
Dapat I should insert like
here
applause.
And cheers. Okay. And he's here with us today. Everybody meet Andre. Woo!
Hello, Andre.
Salamat sa hype. Thanks for having me, Ara.
Okay. So, bakit nga ba natin in-invite si Andre? Wala lang, para may perspective from someone outside of med. And I guess it's nice also to get a perspective from a guy since right. We're both girls here.
Yeah, it's fun to have some testosterone on the show, especially if it's from someone who is non-showbiz. But
yeah,
basically, Andre, I think you've already been briefed. You've already been briefed. I'm so sorry. Okay, it's the nature of tonight's episode. But okay, you've already been briefed, quote unquote, by Karen about what we're going to talk about tonight. So about a week ago, I'm sorry, I don't have
about
concept
a
of time anymore. About a week ago, we released a form that people can fill out and share their kalats. And kasi ganito yan, Andre. Hindi ko alam. Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yung impression kasi sa med students, and I guess in extension law, but this is a med school show, so wala tayong territory, hindi natin territory yung law school. But ang impression kasi sa med school is that we are very makalat people daw.
Actually, yung idea na yan, narinig ko na sa isang yung episode.
Oh.
Sa mga artist.
Nakikinig! Very good.
Supportive.
Sobrang hinahype ni Karen yung episode na yan. So, okay, sige, pakinggan ko. Pinakinggan ko mag-isa, tas narinig ko nga na yung may argument kayo about sa law tsaka med.
Kung sinong mas makalat.
Kasi yun. Oo. Sige, conclusion yun. Ano yung med eh?
Well, we're about to find out just how much kalat there is. So, we're trying to break out of the seriousness first kasi madami ng problema sa mundo. So, we'll try to make things light but also very scandalous tonight. Light but scandalous. May ganun. So, yeah, we got responses from you guys, our listeners, on what your kalat is. And you will be surprised, girl. I mean, I haven't read these responses. But, you know, alam mo yung napatingin ka lang, napaglance ka lang, and you're like, shit. May mga ganong responses dito. So simulan na natin because, you know, there
what's
is a lot
the
of...
What's the tea, hunty?
What's the tea, hunty, indeed? So, again, like, these are responses from med students themselves. And, you know, we value anonymity here because we're still trying to keep a professional image. We will be doctors after all in the future. But, you know, every one of us, lahat naman tayo may tinatago tayong kalat. Huwag ka nang magpanggap. Di ka mabait, di ka anghel. So, this first response, this first entry is from quote unquote na darang, who is a third year.
Andyan ka na naman. Di ko.
Okay, so okay. I'm gonna read out her, his or her, I'm not really sure, his or her. Oh, it looks like a her. Entry first. All right, so
medj mahaba do.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
All right, so this is what she said. So I'm a med student now, and this happened during my pre-med internship days. I had a really good intern guy friend from another school. Let's call him Erin.
Titan
siya, girl. So, he's really good looking. People say he's a fuckboy. Pero I didn't really care since di ko naman siya type. We had the same vibes. We got along really well, especially when it comes to drinking and partying. See, ito palang Andrea.
Matay tayo dyan.
Andyan na yung kalat.
Alam niyo naman, pag may alak,
may balak.
May balak.
Yung.
Okay, so, of course.
Pero ba't kaya Erin yun?
Baka nga Titan siya.
Baka, you know, baka in terms bagay of yung Titan yun.
So,
of course, with many of our co-interns, yung drinking and partying. So, I never really saw him as anything more than a friend until one night when we were drinking at his house. Eto na. There were about 20 of us. So there were a lot of people. However, we were all drinking in their basement so we wouldn't disturb the neighbors. People were already wasted at this point, but I was only tipsy. So I went out of the basement inuman area to chill sa stairs that leads up to the house's main floor. Erin then sees me smiling and tipsy sitting on the stairs. He asks me what I'm doing. I answer that I'm resting since I'm a bit tipsy. He then says that he knows where I can rest, takes my hand, and leads me up the stairs. Diba ganun din yung ginawa sa Attack on Titan? Pero down the stairs.
Actually, my basement scene din.
kaya pala Erin.
Kaya Erin.
Yun lang pala yun.
May tinatagong Titan talaga to eh.
So, he leads me into a big room that's mostly empty. There wasn't even a bed. He then says, we can rest here, and sits near a wall. I sat down and was feeling really awkward about this whole situation. We sat there talking for a few minutes. Then I made an excuse para lumabas na kami ng room. I honestly didn't think anything of this incident since wala naman akong feelings for him. But people saw us leave the room that night and rumors started to spread. Okay, so wala naman palang nang... wait. Di pa pala
tapos. Tuloy mo. Tuloy mo. Bisa mo.
Di pa pala tapos.
Nakita ko rin eh.
Long story short, this incident led to me developing feelings for Erin.
Plot twist.
Then we had a one-night stand.
Oh,
and
shit.
After that, I wanted to talk about it since I liked him na at this point. And he brushed it off.
Oh, nag-
saying we're both mature and liberated naman. Tapos may shoutout ka, Erin Yeager, mula kay Ate Girl na darang. Sabi niya, ha 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 ha, shoot ang ina mo kung nakikinig ka.
Parang pack you with feelings yun ah.
Oh, pack you ka with feelings. Alam mo, Ate Girl, ala nag-advise bigla.
Oo nga eh. Madam Charo.
Love show pala. Ano yon? Yung ano, yung parang midnight hour ba yun? Yung sa radyo. Hindi ko alam. Anyway, thank you for sharing your story, Ate Girl. But unfortunately...
Ate Nadarang?
Yeah, so Ate Nadarang.
Wait lang, sorry. Ano ba meaning ng Nadarang?
Yun nga eh, I was gonna ask. Oh, ano ba meaning ng Nadarang? Ikaw, Andre, alam mo ba?
Andre?
Hindi.
Hindi din!
Sumating man?
Oo. Oh, pa-research naman din.
Nadarang meaning. Ayan.
Talagang medicine.
Wait lang. Burned. Like burned from a flame. Also used for temptation. Hindi ko get. Tama ba to? Natutuyo. Oh my God. I just read a very like... It's a very technical. Napaso or natutuyo sa labis na init. Oh, wow.
Wow!
Malalim na Filipino pala.
Oh, sa Ingles, oh, since malalim siya na Filipino, sa Ingles, ito ay may kahalintulad na salitang parched.
Oh, she thirsty.
She thirsty. Get that thirsty.
Sinabi ba kung babae o lalaki to?
Okay.
Hindi niya sinabi. She. But, hindi yeah. Man.
Pero Erin kasi yung ni-refer niya eh. So siya dapat
yung ikato. Right. Sino ba yung kasama ni Erin din sa basement nung season 2? Sino ba? Ano? Kasi sila lalaki, di ba? Hindi natin alam kasi.
Anong nais mong ipahiwatig, Andre?
Dalawa basement si ni Erin eh.
Basement si
at ako Titan episode pala to. Sorry, lahat pala tayo at akong Titan fans dito.
Yeah, kaya sorry kung may nasa-spoil kami for the fans who haven't watched it yet.
Shit. Yeah, okay lang.
Pero to our entry na darang, to you may be a guy, you may be a girl, we don't know. But buti na lang, nag-send ka ng entry. Kasi nasabi natin kay Erin, shoot ang ina mo kung nakikinig ka. Okay, so much for that. Let's move on to our next response. Okay, Karen?
Next response. Sorry, hindi na next ko pa yung response. Ayan, asan na? Ayun, yeah. Okay, sige. Ooh! Gusto yung alias niya, ha? Itago daw natin sa pangalang 5 minutes. Ano kaya ibig sabihin doon? Anyway, so si Kuya or Ate 5 minutes, di tayo sure ulit, is a PGI. So for those who are not familiar what PGI is, it's postgraduate intern. So yeah. That's after the 4 years of med school. Tama? Yeah, I'm right.
Before okay. You take your boards,
Okay, let us hear the kala. I was a clerk then. Tapos may kaharutan akong intern. Fortunately, what are the odds talaga? Ha 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 ha. Parehas kami ng rotation at SI ko siya. Senior intern ba yun?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Medyo chill yung rotation na yun. Pero busy that time kasi may kumain. Ataan ng pasta. Okay.
Do you know what that means? Andre, do you know what that means?
Explain, please.
So, kumain ng pasta or may nagdala ng pasta or may nagdala ng pancit or any type of noodle during your duty, that means your shift is going to be very toxic. Mm-hmm. Yun, that's what it means. Pag may nagdala ng
alam, ah.
Pag may nagdala ng pasta or what basta any type of noodle, then toxic okay. Yun. Shift mo. Anyway.
Parang send nudes lang. Anyway. Kumain ata ng pasta sa mga ka-duty ko. Pero syempre, hindi yung dahilan para matigil ang aming nagsisik klabang pag nanais umiscore. Damn, son! Not Filipino, though!
Sano lahat sila?
Sana yung umiscore, ginawa na rin yung Filipino. Para all out na siya na.
At yun din nga. Sa mga visitors area ng hospital, kung saan madilim at nagbabalita na may mga kakaibang nilalang. Grabe to, Pilipino to.
Kaya ba?
hindi ko kinakaya. Na namamalagi na nagpaparamdam ay nakisali din kami sa paghasik ng laging.
Ano to? Group? Ano to group?
I feel like I'm listening or watching an episode of Magandang Gabi Bayan. Sobra
pasik ng lagim. Damn! Ano kayang hinahasik doon? Anyway. Siguro kasama sa thrill. Yung thought na baka anytime may kapre na bumulaga sa amin. O kaya maki-third party. Oh! Ha ha ha, joke lang, sabi niya.
Joke lang ba talaga?
Nauna pa, di tayo sure.
Sure.
Nauna pa ata kami natapos bago ko ma-enumerate ang cranial nerves isa-isa. Girl, naisipan pa niya yon.
Okay.
Baka nagpa-practice sila ng neuro exam. Baka yun yung ginagawa nila.
Baka yun yung excuse na ginamit nila.
Laos na daw yung pag-aaral ng anatomy. Cranial nerves na daw yung... Okay, sige. Moving on. Nahiya ang anak ni Mr. Quakey. May anak. Flash sa akin.
May anak si Mr. Quakey at Flash. Namin.
Napakabilis naman.
5 minutes.
At pagkatapos ng pangyayari na yon, ay bumalik na kami sa aming tungkulin na parang walang nangyari. Pero parehas kaming hingal na hingal na akala mo nag-exercise. Sa bagay, sabi ng mga doktor, exercise is good, diba?
Yes.
Mas tinuyin lang kami. At dyan na po nagtatapos si 5 minutes.
Siniksik nila sa 5 minutes,
eh. Oh my God.
Well, busy nga naman mga doktor.
At this point, Andre, what's, kamusta? What's your impression so far?
Pwede ko bang sabihin na understand?
Bakit
understand?
Joke lang.
Experience ka?
Hindi, wala. Ano ba? Nagsisiklabang pag nanayos umiskor eh.
De, pero kasi...
Pero ano ko, ganun ba sa... Yung tanong ko sa ano, sa med... Bakit...
Mm.
Bakit parang madalas yung ano, yung idea nito, yung nagsisiklabang pag nanayos nga. Sobrang ano ba? Parang...
Deprived?
Oo. Yung halos wala na talaga kayong oras.
I would say yes. No, kasi I feel like it's a different context. Wait.
Ano yun? Kaya ako rin sinabi understandable dahil sa ano. Yun nga na narinig ko yung mga artist na sabi ko, baka yun nga yun yung kasi wala kayong oras.
Yeah.
As med.
Mm-mm. I feel like it's a different situation kasi when you're just a student compared to when you're already practicing or like when you're already in training. Kasi kapag student ka, parang may, parang the choice is there for you to like study or not, to kalat or not. Pero kapag dating sa practice, like when you're an intern, when you're doing hospital work na talaga, and parang nakadepende sa'yo yung buhay ng pasyente, then parang alam mo yun, just a quick fix, goods na yun. Kasi,
it's,
yeah, hindi ka makakapag-allot ng time for it. If that makes sense.
Kaya mo satisfied naman si writer.
Satisfied just sa 5 minutes. Oh. Okay. Well, yung gusto ko lang din sabihin is because, you know, our field is a high stress environment. So,
yeah.
Kaya
anything na
laging may nagsisiklabang pag nanais talaga kasi that's score. Like the only escape. Oh, kahit 5 minutes lang.
5 minutes is still 5 minutes compared to nothing at all. Char.
Oh no, that's not invalid.
Every
invalid.
Minute counts.
As long as na-satisfy siya, then okay tayo.
Oo. Tsaka bumalik naman sila sa pagtatrabaho. So,
responsible okay naman sila.
Oo.
No judgment.
Efficient sila.
Yeah, and they follow doctor's orders. Nag-exercise sila pagbigyan.
Oh, tama yan. Cardio is good hindi, for the heart.
Hindi lahat ng tao.
High intensity pa ka. Kaya ano?
Oo nga. High intensity kasi 5 minutes. So go.
Kaya nga. High intensity sila. Na, kaya...
Aerobic.
Training pala to.
Sabi ko, hindi lahat ng tao may access sa gyms. Hindi lahat ng tao may gym membership. Yung iba, visitors area lang ng hospital lang meron. Kaya thank you sa'yo. 5 minutes. At least na value niya. Natutunan niya yung value ng 5 minutes kahit na short lang yun. Moving on.
At least kaya nila 6-6 nila.
Make time for it. Moving on.
Uy.
So, nag-mention siya ng location dito, pero hindi ko sasabihin for the sake of anonymity.
Bakit?
Ikli lang ito.
Basta. Hindi natin sasabihin. We,
may iba
we value,
din. Sige.
We value his or her, well, his, mukhang his anonymity. Kaya, you know, we don't want to associate schools with this. We don't want to associate cities with this.
Sige.
So let's just call him Chinito. Yes. So, okay, short lang pala. Parang 5 minutes lang. So, sabi ni Chinito, back in first year med, oh, he's a third year student now, but back in first year med, sabi niya, me and this girl from another block always did it sa parking lot. I got a morning PJ and she got her morning vitamins 4 times a week. Until
magka-jowa siya.
Na-meet nila yung recommended intake. Siguro nga more than that pa. Tapos, ang sentiment ng ni Chinito is nakaka-miss yung morning workout bago mag-biochem. Shit. Kasama yung shit sa entry. Okay.
Wala akong masabi. Ang hilig mag-workout ng mga med students. Hindi pala tayo sedentary, guys.
Yeah. We make time for workouts, okay?
Kaya magagumising siguro ito.
So,
di na nabanggit gano'ng katagal eh.
Siguro nga five... siguro nga 5 minutes lang. Kasi how early
quickie
would you
have parking
to...
lot.
Oh, quickie lang yun. How early would you have to wake up? Ano bang oras ba nagsistart ng
classes?
O, puyat
pa yun.
O nga. 7, 8.
Magka-cramp pa yun ng biochem.
Mm, kasi may shifting or may plating pa that day. Ay, nako. Wala. Oh my God. The kalat.
Paano kung agahan nila? Kasi gustong, sobrang gusto nila yun.
O, 4 times a week kaya mo yun, agahan.
May school pa, no?
O nga eh. Lala.
Sana all maaga gumising. Or rather, sana all ginaganahan magising.
Hindi, may motivation naman kasi siya. May multivitamins.
Yeah. Namimit naman niya yung daily intake. Thank you for that, Chinito.
Okay, our next response is from The Wanderer. I wonder.
Medyo mahaba yung ano niya, yung entry niya.
Oo nga, grabe.
So you...
Ang haba. Medyo, sige.
Ginawa niya tayong maala-ala mo kayo.
Oo nga eh. Sige. So third year med student daw siya. Ito na. Back in second year, I had a thing with a classmate. I told her I liked and eventually, after a few sessions of sex, she told me she liked me too. Parenthesis. Yes, it was sort of a friends with benefits set up for her at least. This went on for about a month or so, and one day something weird happened. She snapped at something I said. Oh, she snapped at something I said, which to me was kind of shallow because I was only asking if she wasn't happy that someone took a photo of us in school while we were outside the classroom. Since she only replied with a smiley emoji. Okay, that was a handful. One thing led to another and became sort of a big fight. And she wasn't replying already. And I was going crazy because what? Over a photo? And eventually she replied. And what? She
eventually she replied.
Oh. Yeah, I called and we talked. She wanted to end everything, blah, blah, but she couldn't give a concrete reason as to why. Weird. We decided to meet each other Monday, last school day of the week, which we thought was only going to be 1 week old lockdown / quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
We eventually had a mutual agreement to try again, and so we did. Marupok lang kayo. She flew out to another country for a pre-planned vacation, and we still kept in touch. I was helping her go around through the phone since I've been there myself and we seem to be okay. Eventually, she came back here and that's when things became weird times too.
Times two?
It was like, you know,
weirder.
Para ano daw, may emphasis. Times two. Sana ginawa mo na lang times ten. Joke lang. Anyway, it was like she was avoiding me almost too obviously. Not replying even though she's online, hiding her stories from me. I know since I have a burner account. Even tried calling 90 times, yes, pathetic. Ay, kasama yun sa response, ha?
Steve, what's the toy 90?
Oh, pwede yun.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was true. Yeah.
I mean, he seems pretty hooked to the girl. But, sige, later na tayo. But it went straight to cannot be reached. Ooh, block na yan. That's when baka I naman realized something, ano?
Baka wala naman, signal. Wala ka lang load. Oh, wala lang signal.
Anyway. Yeah, let's be optimistic here. That's when I realized something was really up. And when we talked, what? Because she finally picked up and she told me she can't do this anymore. I was okay with it, read as not really. And we decided to be just friends. That night, I checked my burner account and poof, it became Coco Crunch.
I love that.
Just
reference.
Kidding. I know, right? There, I found a story she posted, parenthesis, close friends again. And it was a video call screenshot of her and another guy. And that's damn. When I lost the battle.
Lost the battle.
Safe to say, I... Oh, okay. May pinaglaban ka ba? Joke.
Pinaglaban mo ba siya? Pinuntahan mo ba siya? Mahirap lumabas kasi nga pandemic. Anyway.
Okay. Safe to say, I spent the first part of quarantine going crazy over someone who apparently never felt the same way about me. Well,
can I just butt in for a while?
Sige.
As someone who kind of went through the same situation, and I say kind of because it's not the same talaga, sobrang hirap yung first few weeks of quarantine. Tapos you just like had a fallout. I was gonna say falling out. You just had a falling out with a person. Like those first few weeks of quarantine were so difficult to deal with. As in feeling mo, I mean, unfiltered talaga. Feeling mo talaga mamamatay ka na.
I remember that.
So, yeah, so I sympathize. I sympathize with you, the wanderer. Anyway, okay.
Going back, a few weeks went by and someone told me, now, wow, she now has a boyfriend. And guess what? It was the same guy I saw in the story. FB official this time with the relationship status and shit. Parenthesis. The thing when we went out before, it was like she kept hiding. Oh, or didn't want people to see us that much. That explains it. But that's not where the fun ends. I eventually ended up dating an amazing girl who never lets me feel like I'm supposed to doubt the relationship I'm in. Parenthesis. Yee, finally, the search is over. And I've been...
Sana all tapos na
and I've search. Been... Oh, nga.
Sorry, go on.
Kaya may an joke. And I've been posting quite a number on IG about her. One day, my phone rings. An unknown number. I pick up, say, wait for the person to talk. And once she did, I didn't recognize who it was. But lo and behold, she has risen from the dead.
Namatay ba siya? Nagka-jowa lang.
Word selection.
Nagka-jowa lang, namatay na.
He died inside though, eh, nung nagka-jowa siya. She asked me if I didn't recognize her voice and I coldly said no. Parenthesis, duh, I really didn't. Wow, pabebe si kuya. She said she called to say sorry for what she did and that she wanted to make things right. There was something in me itching to ask her why and what she's saying sorry exactly for. But the person who already learned his lesson was stronger. So I just asked her, quote and unquote, So what exactly do you want to happen from this? And to that, she said again that she just wants to make things right. Call ended, and somehow, yes, I was affected, but I didn't let it get the best of me. Yeah, strong si kuya.
Pang interview na.
Props to you.
Pang boy abun.
No, nga. Mga lesson learned, ganun.
I'm happy now. Genuinely like I've never been before, and I wasn't going to let her mind games get the best of me again. So now, we're classmates in some subjects, but meh, I just act like I don't know her and avoid any interaction since I don't want to fall into that same hole again. Tama yan. This is a long kalat. I know, you don't and I'm say. Sorry, but... I'm sorry, but hope you get to read it! Exclamation point, exclamation point. Don't fall for mind games and scam. Uy, may pa-advice si Kuya. Okay. Listen up, yo. Don't fall for mind games and sketchy relationships, kids. You deserve better than to be stressed by things other than pharma, surge, patho, etc. Ha ha. Kuya, I agree with that. In fairness naman, kahit mahaba, parang I was able to connect with our response.
Respondent, girl. English. Response.
Ay, no. Ay, no.
Ay, no.
With our respondent, I'm sorry. English. Anyway, I emphasize with talaga. You, Kuya.
Yeah.
Bakit, bakit?
Wala lang, because it's very difficult to like get yourself to move on from a situation wherein you really fell for a person. So like, kasi
pinaguhugutan to.
Na pero kasi, alam mo yun, like it takes you back eh. Lalo na yung time na yun na he shared na it was quarantine. Tapos malalaman mo a few weeks later, bago na siya. Parang, where did it all go?
Tapos hindi yung pamabilis mo confront na.
Yeah. Sa mismo. Oo.
Kasi behind phones na talaga.
So, I don't know. I guess, good for Kuya.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to, you know, pick himself back up. And finally, he met someone. So, sana magtagal kayo.
Yeah. I mean, she seems to be a better person than the other one, so. Yeah, I just want to say also, I'm glad my resolution yung story na to. So, props to you,
most,
Kuya.
Most kalats don't have resolution, mind you.
That's true. Walang closure.
But this is very typical.
Parang buong story yung binigay niya eh.
O nga eh. Essay writing contest tayo eh. But this is very typical in a med setting. Yung what he mentioned earlier, like the friends with benefits situation. I don't know how, like, other than the entries that we have tonight, oftentimes I hear, you know, friends and other people in med, you know, sharing stories na, yun nga, parang, oh, it's just casual, it's just FUBU, it's just friends with benefits, nothing serious. Ang hirap kasi magseryoso with a fellow med student or a co-worker and you're in med. Wag na nating pag-usapan. Next
okay,
entry.
Wag na nating pag-usapan. Okay, next entry. Sorry. Thank you.
So,
next.
Just, I don't know. Parang, ewan ko, ako, I'm at that point na parang, okay, like, yeah, a jowa would be nice. Lord, baka naman. Pero, parang, you just don't wanna mind feelings right now. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's a Libra thing. Pero ganun talaga, napapansin ko na most med people, they don't want anything serious with a fellow med person. So, maybe someone can do a research on that.
Research mo daw, Ann.
Anyway, okay. Yung super haba na entry ni The Wanderer, i-complement natin with a super short entry from Patrice. So,
Patrice?
Taga-Met ka ba, Patrice? Because you entered here, tambay ka lang. Baka may ano siya. May relation siya with someone from Med. So, this is his or her kalat. Oh, his kalat. Ah, ano ba? Hindi ko alam.
Basta tambay daw siya.
Oh, basta tambay siya. This is a tambay's kalat. Sabi niya, I had this friend who made up and had sex with his GF sa condo ko. As in, sa bed ko. Alam niyo guys, wait lang. Let me just cut this short. Don't have sex in other people's beds. Like, it's just, I know it can seem exciting that you're in someone else's territory. But if you should do it, tell them na lang. Let them be mad at you for dehumanizing their private space.
The sanctity of their bed.
Yeah. Pero seryoso, don't have sex in someone else's bed.
Wala pa siyang sariling.
Oo nga, wala pa siyang sariling kama.
Tinan mo nangyari kasi ginawa nila. Sabi niya, walang hiya kayo. Bagong palit bed sheets ko noon. O, see? Alam niyo ba gaano kahirap maglaba ng bed sheet?
Mahirap.
Gaano kahirap mag-fold? Ano yung fitted? Oh, so, sabi niya, paano ka nalaman? Sabi niya, sis, pinaalam niya after mangyari. Punyeta, akala ko usap lang. Parang ano lang, mag-hug lang
na. Can I just say, at least pinaalam pa rin niya. Medyo delay lang yung paalam niya. But, you know, it's the thought that counts.
Sorry ha, God bless.
Yes, exactly. Pasensya ka na ha, God
bless. Oh.
But seriously, God. Don't have sex in other people's beds. That's just so...
Or at least magpaalam na lang kayo beforehand.
Before or after? Or before and after?
Both. Ay, di. Huwag na yung after. Basta before na.
Pero gagawin mo pa rin kahit before?
At least pinaalam siya.
Okay. Consent is key.
That's true.
Okay. Alam ko sabihin mo lang scared to say.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So next kalat na ba tayo?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is... Uy! Ang excited na to.
Parang ano... Yung pinakaunang responses were the super long ones. And then as we go forward, paiksi siya ng paiksi.
Oo nga.
Go on.
Sige. Next response is from someone named, hindi, you know, na tinatagong natin sa pangalang Felix Gallardo.
I just for me.
I don't think anyone's named Felix Gallardo.
I bet someone is, but you know, it's like,
oh, hey.
Alam mo yun, hindi ko sure. Nee, I don't know, but alam mo yun, parang hindi ka sure if it's still an alias or if it's actually his name.
Well, bala siya.
Oh, bala ka, sabi namin, anonymous
pero... eh. Ngayon, sabi namin, anonymous eh. Lugi ka pag nilagay mo real name.
Oh nga, bala ka dyan.
Baka gusto niyang, ano, sumikat.
Baka may paparinig yan. Oo. Paparinig yan. Panoorin mo itong episode.
May pinaparinigan siya. Anyway, eto na yon. Fourth year med student daw. One-liner. Eto na. I fell in love with the married woman.
I don't know what to say about this. Do you, Andre, do you have something to say about this? Since, o nga, male perspective, anong opinion mo sa pagiging
married
in love
woman?
With a married woman?
Ano?
Ano? Ano ba yan?
Adi!
Na-pressure siya.
Siyempre, ano?
Ano?
Una, mali.
Pero is it really wrong, though? I mean, if you don't act on it naman, is it really wrong?
Okay, na-in love lang tapos walang ginawa.
Oo, parang ano lang. Like, sa wisa like, pag-ibig.
Parang from afar.
Right.
Kunwari, friends lang ganun. Sige ko, okay lang.
Can I just comment though? He used the term in love. So that means there was really, you know, interaction between them. Because he didn't say...
Can
you fall in love with someone from afar?
Hindi, as a friend. Ay, kunwari, friends sila. Tapos...
Pwedeng...
Oh, pwede nga naman.
Tapos hindi lang sinasabi.
But shouldn't you, like, you know, try to actively distance yourself at least if you know the person's married?
Maybe that's why he shared his response to Medcat. Ito na lang yung chance niya.
Oo nga, itikalat niya.
Oo. Hindi niya masabi sa iba, hindi niya makausap yung babae. So,
I mean, wala nang details eh. Yun na yung sinabi niya. Yun na lahat.
Actually, parang ang lalim na ng pinaguhugutan nitong si Felix. Personal basis tayo.
Alam mo yung ano, I'm just gonna Felix make a story out of this kasi wala kang pin-revive na details, Felix Gallardo. So,
okay.
This is very open to interpretation. I'm just saying, feeling ko senior mo to. Like, resident or a consultant. Feeling ko lang ha. I'm not saying that it's...
This is during clerkship days to ni Kuya.
Oo. Feeling ko lang. Kasi, I don't know, Andre, what's your reaction to that? To like a junior-senior relationship?
Hindi naman masama yun. Pero itong married woman na case, yun lang yung medyo... siguro na ano kung yun lang yung
medyo off-putting siya ganun.
I agree.
Yun lang yung constraint kasi tingin ko okay lang naman yung junior senior, wag lang maging well, di lang maapektuhan yung work,
right? And you know
kasi
there are
professionally nandun lang naman sila for work.
Tama, there are stories of, you know, junior senior relationships and it actually like prospering and, you know, they get married, they have kids, they're happy. Sana all happy.
Si ano, Hayden ko tsaka si Dicky Bello.
Yung ba yun? Di ko alam eh. I'm not...
Oo!
Di ko alam na yung pala story.
Sasabihin ko palang, sino yung junior, sino yung senior? Ara?
No! Ara? Ayun.
But yeah. Madaming nagkaka-developan during med and especially during internship and residency. So,
hence the term internship syndrome.
Okay, Felix Gallardo, you're in love, you fell in love with a married woman. Pero be like the wanderer and find your the one elsewhere. Kasi walang patutunguhan yan. Walang divorce sa Pilipinas. And you wouldn't wish that on someone. Yeah.
True.
Wag ganun. Wag tayong sumira ng relasyon. We tolerate your kalats, but we don't tolerate that kind of behavior.
Don't
wag
be
ganun.
A record.
O diba, parang sabi ni ma-artist, like, as long as wala kang nababangga, sige lang magkalat ka.
True.
Pero wag yep. Ganun.
Ang dami nating beses na banggit si ma-artist dito, ah.
Yeah, nga eh. Shout out ma-artist. Shout out.
Daming plug ni ma-artist. We love you, ma-artist.
Yeah, we really love her. Like, she's such a solid guest. Like, we would consider having her back on the show just to have another kalat episode. Anyway, sige. Let's move on to our next respond. Sasabihin ko pa, respond. Let's move on to our next respondent. So this is from Chi.
Respondee.
With two eyes. Respondee na si Chi. So she, ano ba to? She or he? Well, we will see.
She.
Sabi niya, hindi to juicy, funny lang. So she's a fourth year student now. Clerk. Lunchtime, second or third year ata, kakain ako with a friend sa may tooth. Biglang inaya ng friend kong kumain with us si crush. Ako naman, gustong magpa-impress. So kunwari, mahin-hin. Ay, pabebe ka, girl. Pero,
sobrang Pilipina.
Sobrang bigat ng bag ko. May laptop since report ko ng hapon. Kaso, tanga-tanga, natapilok sa steps sa may guard palabas ng building. Eh, since mabigat bag ko, so mas malakas pull of gravity. Gusto ko yung ginawan pa niya ng correlation with pull of gravity.
May pa-physics si ate girl.
Oo. Gusto mo yun, may mga pa-lesson yung mga okay. entries natin.
You know, our respondents are very smart people.
Yeah.
I love it.
Props to you guys for sharing lessons. So, sabi niya, since mabigat bag ko, so mas malakas pull of gravity, halos tumilapon ako. Haha. Instead na makapagpa-cute kay crush, ayun, tinawanan ako. Di niya daw alam kung tatawa siya ng todo o maaawa sa akin.
Aww.
Crying emoji.
Icebreaker sana eh, no? Sa kanila.
Oo nga. Pwede naman.
Ano? Conversation starter.
If it were you, tatawa. I mean, di ba? Cute kaya. Cute rin kaya yun kahit nahulog siya.
Siguro.
That's a missed opportunity.
Tatawa ako, tapos tutulungan.
Like, ate girl could have been like, oh, I'm sorry. I fell for you.
Oh,
di ba?
Magkalawang aray yan.
Hindi siya nahiya. Pwede niyang magamit yun.
It kind of reminded me of this episode sa Bridgerton.
Alin din?
Yung parang kasi everyone was trying to impress the prince and then parang
si Daphne.
Parang, yeah. And then like Daphne was just super casual with the prince. So then that's what right. made the prince fall in love with her.
Ikaw ba, Andre, what did you see in Karen? Did you like her gracefulness?
Actually,
or did you fall for her clumsiness? May kwento?
Anong kwento?
Paano mo ba ako na-meet?
Yung birthday ni
state ko na nung doon.
Ano state mo?
Oo.
Ano, gracefully lasing.
May gano'n. Paano yung gracefully lasing? Paki-describe.
Lasing.
But tapos yung second time, mas malalapit.
Tapos yung second time, wasak naman.
hindi na graceful man. Hindi na siya gracefully wasak, ganon.
Graceful naman yung pagtulog.
Yeah, kasi yun nga, I passed out on the floor with my puke everywhere. So, I mean, nagustuhan pa rin naman niya ako, so... Ate girl, you have nothing to worry about.
Oo nga. Maliit na bagay yung nahulog ka lang.
Maliit na bagay yan. Compared to what happened to me.
Kaya most ng memories ko rin kay Karen. Lasing Karen.
Ay, nako. Diba? Pero ate girl, I'm really telling you, it's a missed opportunity that you fell for him. And you didn't
literally.
You fell for him. Sayang.
Didn't grab the opportunity.
And ayun nga, like what Andre said, it's something to talk about. Sana, alam mo yun, kung magpapabebe ka, edi sana nag-all out pa bebe ka na. Sana you told him, ano ba yan? Di mo man lang ako tinulunga.
Tapos gumawa na yun.
She tucked her hair under
right.
behind her ear.
Kahit pa rin sugat na ito, no?
I'm bigat ng bag ko. Malakas yung pull of gravity. Ay, ate girl, learn from this episode. Use your clumsiness as a lande strategy. Mm. That's how you get a guy. Learn from Karen's experience.
Yeah, use it to your advantage.
Yes.
Now on to our last entry from Doc Meredith Gray. About this year pala natin si Meredith Gray. Hindi ko alam international.
Oh my god, like I'm so honored. Meredith Gray is listening to our show.
Mag-guest naman si Grey's Anatomy o, pa-shout out dyan.
Ay, nako. Pero feeling ko, alam ko na yung takbo nito since si Meredith Gray yung nag-submit ng response. Anyways.
Pattern ba kaya kay Meredith Gray yung kalat nito?
Maybe.
Anyway, let's see. So, according sa response na to, fourth year daw tong si Meredith Gray. So, baka may pa-throwback lang siya nung, you know, younger years niya.
Oh, diba? Like, she was an intern. She start...
Oh, tama. Season 1 ng Grey's Anatomy. Anyway, eto daw yung ano. Sige, anyways. Buong med school life ko, I've been warned about internship syndrome. Eto na nga yung sinasabi natin. Hindi daw to maiiwasan. Some, if not all residents, will have that effect on you. And some, oh, if not all residents, may test not just your knowledge during rounds and conferences, but also your feelings and tendencies when you're alone at night and feeling a bit adventurous.
Meredith Gray, ito ba yung night sa bar that you met?
Oo nga. Baka naman na-meet niya si, ano, oo, si Doc McDreamy. Anyway, blame it on Shonda for hyping up Maxtini and McDreamy. Dahil sa COVID, hindi ko inakalang possible to given na everything's on a virtual platform. But boy, oh boy, was I wrong. I heard stories pero I just never thought it'd happen to me. I could get into details about it, but I think need yun na buong episode for that.
Teka, ilang seasons na ba Grey's Anatomy? Ganun ba kahaba?
Seasons at...
Ganun siguro kahaba. Baka naman
gusto niya mag-guest.
Maybe. Basta. Bekinin.
Bekinin. If it ever happens to you, learn to walk away. Lalo na kung 5 years na... Oh, ito. Ito yung plot twist.
Big oof.
Tingin nga ba sa'yo mo, Andy?
Lalo na kung 5 years na silang girlfriend niya.
Ayun.
Ng girlfriend niya. At bawat conference, puro kasal nila ang chismis ng consultants.
May usapang kasal?
Ate girl, oh my God. Meredith Gray. I cannot with your story, Meredith Gray. Kanina lang parang pinapromote natin yung junior, senior.
Akala ko chill lang tayo.
Pinapromote yung junior-senior relationship. Wala namang masama doon. But then Meredith Gray is like, walk away. But you know, I feel like this happens a lot though. I mean, maybe not with seniors or with juniors who are in their respective relationships. Pero kasi, o nga no, si McDreamy din, he was married when he met Meredith.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, Meredith.
Ah, kaya pala siya si Meredith. So tingin mo ba nakapag-walk away siya? Or parang...
It does, oh, I'm not...
Or... Is she still... impossible, optimist?
I don't think she did. I'm not convinced. Kasi may hint, may hint of bitterness pa dun sa last statement niya.
Oh, true. So, true.
Alam mo yun, para very Meredith Gray to, you know, hold a grudge, but
yeah,
for lack of a better term, to hold a grudge and still be able to, you know, act okay.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think she's still hoping?
I don't think so. I mean, alam mo yung passive hoping, siguro ganun. Parang ano, parang si, sino ba to? Si The Wanderer. Parang, yun nga yung sinasabi ko, na parang, okay, tapos na siya. Pero, in your head, you're still like, playing back thoughts, the memories, ganon. Mm-hmm. Siguro ganon. Feeling ko. Kasi it's really not, I don't feel it in the tone. I don't know. What do you think?
So, ito, another question.
Oh.
Don't you think dapat mag-break na lang sila ng...
Nung girlfriend? Oh, nga!
Girlfriend niya. Diba? I mean, but why are they talking about, you know, getting married if there's, like, cheating happening
ito,
ha. There?
Ito. I've heard stories. I won't say from whom. I won't say from where. Of course, again, we value anonymity. But I've heard stories, so many stories of med students, of interns, of residents cheating on their significant others with their juniors and or seniors. So,
yeah.
I'm not surprised at this fact. Ano, no? Ano?
Andalas ba talaga?
Takot ka ba? Just...
Kasi...
Man, hindi ako natang.
Ay.
Ewan ko, but remember what I said, na parang walang gustong magseryoso once you're in med.
Mm.
And, you know, that, I guess that translates also regardless of Andre, hindi to ano, hindi to like warning. But that translates to like, even if you're in a relationship, you can't, hindi, parang ayaw mo rin magseryoso in the relationship that you are in. Ewan ko, is that something, I want to say unique to med or ano ba, do you think mas mataas yung incidence of that happening if you're in medicine compared to if you're not? And that's directly to you, yeah. Andre.
Yeah, I want to ask you that question.
What if the as a...
Mas rampant ba in med school or same yeah. London if, let's say, you work in a corporate job?
May med school siguro, factor ba mahirap, sa cheating?
Siguro hindi naman in general sa other corporate or non-med. Siguro kasi sa med, ganun siya ka-stressful. And, I mean, consistent yung level ng pagka-stressful niya compared sa ibang industry na, kunwari sa ibang non-med. Kunwari sa isang office work, yung isa sobrang lala ng stress, yung isa naman parang petics lang yung dating. So, kaya so, siguro parang, mas maano lang sa med kasi mas consistent yung stress level ng saan mag-care na Google.
So parang
like sa non-med.
Variable so, yung stress. Variable yung stress pag non-med ka. Pero pag med ka.
Kaya walang ma-generalize na non-med. Pero pag sa med kasi, consistent siya na stress kayo lagi. So, mas madalas yung ganun stories.
Good insight.
Actually, now that I think of it, kaya nga baka
diba?
Walang med relationship na pag ganun bigla. Walang med relationship na I don't wanna say na naglalast because may stories naman na ganun. Pero parang I don't know, relationships and med are so complicated. Inter-med ha. Inter-med. I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm sorry.
Should be a TikTok or whatever.
I know. Okay, well, Meredith Grey, I don't know what to tell you.
Sana okay ka lang.
Oh, sana okay ka lang.
Yun lang masasabi ko kay Meredith and, Grey.
Sorry, in COVID, paano ito nangyari? So parang,
oo nga.
Nasa Zoom kayo, ganun. Tapos,
ano yun? Virtual and...
virtual and
naman.
Oo. Pwede ikaw nga nagka-jowa ka during
pandemic. Oo nga eh.
Pero oo nga, pwede naman. Pero, God, alam mo yun, kasi as a clerk, hindi kami ganun ka interactive with our residents. Mm. It's like we meet them during morning endorsements. And when we do morning endorsements, it's just us listening to them present the admissions for that night or for that day. So parang nasan doon yung... I'm sorry, I can't stop it.
Feel ko sadyang malandi lang si, ano, si kuya na to. Tapos parang, you know, he actively did something to like get close to Meredith Grey. Kasi nalaman niyang artista si Meredith Grey.
Magpa-part 2 ba tayo? Masaya bang gawin to?
Parang, comment na lang kayo sa IG namin kung gusto niyo.
Oh, kung gusto niyo ng part 2, taasan niyo yung listenership namin. I-share niyo yung mga pub namin para may part 2.
Oh my gosh!
Andre, supportahan mo naman yung girlfriend mo. I-share mo yung mga...
Uy, nakalike ako sa medcast ka.
Uy, may napansin din ka.
Ay.
Anyway, thank you guys. And thank you, Meredith Grey. ang haba ng usapan kay Meredith Grey. Kasi ang haba ng Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, nice.
But thank you guys for sharing all your kalats and being unfiltered for the most part of it. We really appreciated it. Ano, Andre, what's your impression of med school kalat now?
Consistent.
Oh god.
I mean, may common traits lagi. Kada story.
That's true. There's always a common denominator.
Alam niyo guys, nung nag-release kami ng form, sabi namin, any kalat, like, wide spectrum ranging from landian stories to cheating in exams or even the most outrageous prof walkouts. Pero ang nabasa niyo lang ata is landian stories. Or
consistent,
I don't know.
Consistent.
Baka may
wala,
iba
yun
na.
Yung...
Kung nakita ko yung form, kala ko may magsa-safe plane na ano, yun guys, sa exams lang. Pero...
Well, like, anonymous it so they can write any tweet.
Yun nga.
Right. And ano ha?
Tama hula ni Karen.
The point of... Kalat. The point of our episode is, you know, not to shame or not to call out your landi. Like, dude, kami rin. Malandi kami. Oh, si Karen sa sobrang landi nagka-jowa. Joke lang, joke lang. But...
Hindi naman siya joke. I mean, totoo naman.
You have to lande to get the jowa. Hindi yun mangyayari kung hindi ka lumande. But anyway, you know, we all have our kalat moments and no shame. Like I said, this is a judgment-free zone. So, thank you. It's a safe space. We appreciate you for sharing very juicy content for this episode. I'm sure magsispike up yung listeners after this.
Sana.
Anyway, final words, Andre.
Final
realizations from this kalat episode. Na very makalat din yung structure, sa totoo lang.
Arin, yung stories or yung
words
episodes?
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. Or takeaway points from someone who is not med. Not a med student, sorry.
Na okay lang siguro magkalat, wag ka lang magbumuha ng bagong gulo.
Bagong gulo? What? Is that what you said? Okay.
Oh.
Actually, yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Pero feeling ko medyo yun na rin yung sinabi ng iba.
Yeah, but it's nice to reiterate that. And I guess it sums up like what we've said also.
Isn't another, like, isn't kalat making gulo in of itself?
Okay.
It means is, like, you know, what Mo Artis said, as long as you're not stopping anyone.
Sabihin ko pala sa kalat yung ano. Yung mas medyong soulsome naman kesa sa
okay. True. Basta, basta wala kang nabab. Hindi ka katulad ni Felix Gallardo na nang gugulo ng married woman. And hindi ka katulad ni Meredith Grey. Or, hindi eh. Feeling ko hindi si Meredith Grey yung may kasalanan dito.
It's okay. We'll be like the wanderer and eventually we'll find Nirvana.
I really appreciated
we'll find enlightenment, sorry.
Right. We'll find enlightenment and we'll find the one, hopefully. Sana all. Also, for the record, we don't know any of these people talaga, ha? Like,
yeah.
You saw naman the form. We didn't ask for any name. So, hindi talaga namin kaya kilala. So,
honestly, from... Felix Garage.
Hindi natin sure. So, we'll have to go to ano pa? PSA para ma-verify kung may Felix Gallardo nga na med student. Anyway, alright, so let's close this episode. Thank you again for sharing your kalats. If you like this kind of content, you could share with us your suggestions on what we could do for future episodes. Just check us out on Facebook, MedcastPH, and on Instagram at MedcastPH. That's it for tonight. This has been Ara
and Karen
and Andre.
Thank you, Rimna. Masaya naman yung episode.
Salamat.
Yeah.
Also, for the record, like this is the first time I'm meeting Andre.
Yeah.
So,
ito na rin yung pakilala.
Ito yung anong tawag doon, yung pinapakilala mo yung jowa mo sa family mo, or whatever it is. Pamamanhikan. We hope you enjoyed listening to us tonight. Make sure to tag us in your posts if ever you're going to share this episode on social media. And we will see you next time with more kalats, hopefully. Bye.
Bye.